Shalom to everybody. Chanukah Sameach. Imir Tashem and Chanukah. A lot of people are going to go for Shabbos to be guests by in-laws, by parents. So, and it's a common question. Sometimes you eat by your parents and you're going to sleep by a different house. So where you need to light the candle, Chanukah candle, in the place that you eat or the place that you sleep. Also on Matzah Shabbos, you're gonna go home. So where you need to light the candle? In the place that you stay for Shabbos, by your parents or in-laws, or wait till you come back home, and then light the candle. Also, the guys in yeshiva, where they should light the candle, the place they sleep, or the place that they eat, the dining room. Also, somebody is going to hotel on Chanukah, where he should light the candle, the place that he sleep in the room, or the place that he eat in the dining room. So I'm going to try to answer this question. In order to answer this question, first we need to find out what exactly the koveah, the place to light the candle. Mekom achila, the place that you eat, or mekom shena, the place that you sleep. So let's try to find out. The tour in Siman Taf Reish Ein Zain, Or Chaim, he bring from his father, the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch, also Paskin, in Taf Reish Ein Zain Seif Aleph, that guest, that he is eating on table of the Balabait, in the dining room of the Balabait, but he has his private room to sleep. So he need the Rosh and Shulchan Aruch Paskin that he need to light Chanukah candle in his room, on the petach of his room, mipnei achashad, because if not, people know that he now live there. If they're not going to see that menorah, they're going to come to choshed that he is not light candle. But there are more over there, and also in the Darkei Moshe, he bring from Tshuvos HaRashba that in our time, because we anyway, therefore it's no chashad, because anyway, even if they're not going to see menorah, they're going to think that maybe he light inside. Therefore, said the Ramo, b'shem HaRashba, that he need, and the guests need to light the candle in the dining room where he eat in the Balabait. And in the Darkei Moshe, he said that now we can even say that even the Rosh old, that Bazman Hazeh, he need to light the candle on the Balabait table in the dining room, and not in the place that he sleep. And that's to know that Taz in Sif Katan Bet and Mishne Brurim bring it in Sif Katan Yud Bet, explain that when we say according to the Ramo that he need to light the candle in the place that he eat, the meaning that it is permanent place to eat. This is his makom kavod to eat. But if somebody just by a cry דרך אגב, going to eat in some place at this night, or it's not considered that this is מקום אכילה. And of course he need to go to his house to light the candle. Okay, you're going to explain this later. But anyway, come out that according to everybody, you really need to light the candle in the place that you eat, not in the place that you sleep. The Rosh and the Tur and Shulchan Aruch only said that בזמן of the Gemara that was חשד, because they used to light outside, therefore he need to light the candle in the place that he sleep, because people going there and they're not going to see menorah. But the time that it's no chashad, everybody agree that you need to light the candle in the place that you eat. However, the Taz bring the marshal that he hold that the place that you sleep, this is a Ikar place that you need to light the candle there. But the Taz is doiche this shit. He said we need to hold like the Rashba, because we found also by Ilchos Erev Chatzerot or Chaim Siman Shin Ein that we paskel like Rav. It's machlokes in the Gemara. We paskel like Rav that the place that you eat, this is koveah for Erev Chatzerot and also for Erev Chomin, and therefore we said also by Chanukah that the place that you eat, this is a koveah. And therefore, Aloch Lemaise, now, the Piske Tshuves, in Taf Resh Yayin Zayin, he bring somebody that he has two different houses. One house, it's miyuchah to sleep, and the other house, it's miyuchah to eat. Where he need to light the candle? In the place that, in the house that he eat. We're going to see example for this soon. Second, if somebody has a house that is miyuchad to eat and to sleep, and it's happened temporary, he going to different place to eat. Like, he going to a party in Hanukkah, he going to eat over there, yet he need, because it's also only temporary, it's not mekom kavua la'achila, the place that he going, so of course he need to light the candle in his permanent house when he sleep in it. So too, if he has a house that he eat and sleep, he just gonna go to sleep this night in some other place. He still need to light the candle in the place that he always eat and sleep. Somebody now that going for Shabbos to his parents or in-laws. So of course, for this Shabbos, this is a place that he eat and sleep. Therefore, he's gonna light candle in his parents' house. But let's say that he's gonna eat by his parents, and Baruch Hashem, it's gonna be too much siblings, so he's gonna go to sleep by the neighbor. So come out that he eat in one place and he sleep in a different place. So what's the halacha? Where are you going to light the candle? So we just saw that mikom achila, the place that he eat, this is the ikar, and therefore he need to light the candle by his parents' house because he eat over there. Now, what is Shabbos? he gonna go back home. So where he need to light the candle? By his parents' house, he spend the Shabbos over there, or he should wait till he gonna go back, till he gonna come back to his house. So some said, some of the poskim said, you should wait till you're gonna come back home. Some said that it depends. If till you're gonna come home, it's gonna be late. It's gonna be after the time that ichleh regel min rishuk. Some says it's 10 p.m., 10:30. So it's better to light the candle. And so you should light the candle in the, your parents' house. It's better if you can eat something. And if you're gonna come early, it's closed, you're gonna be home very early. So you should light the candle in your house when you come home. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he old, that anyway, you should light the candle in the place that you were on Shabbos, because this is your makom kavoa, and still before you left, it didn't stop. It's still your place now. Therefore, you should light the candle in your parents' house, and you don't need to wait till you're gonna come home. This is the place. So to say by Choson, they're gonna have a wedding on Chanukah, and the time to light candle come is still in his parents' house, but now he's leaving. He's going to the wedding, then he's going to go to his home. The poskim said, but you should light the candle in his parents' house, because now the time of the adloke, this is still his makom kavua. Same as said. Now, guys in yeshiva, where they should light the candle. So the Chazon Ish old, they should light in the cheder ochel, the dining room. Because like we saw, that mekom achila, this is kovea. But Reb Moshe Feinstein and other poskim, they argue and say that by yeshiva guys, it's different. Because the car, the main privacy for them, in their room. In the dining room is a place for everybody. It's not miyuchad only to him. So the place that we can recognize his privacy, it's in his room. Therefore, they should light candle in the dormitory. And some noeg, to yoytze yedei everybody, also to eat during Chanukah one meal or two in their dormitory, in their room, because yoytze Chazon Ish and yoytze Reb Moshe Feinstein. But you should know that if the analysis of yeshiva not, the makpid not to light the candle in the room, because sakone, so it's not a problem in Chathila. You should feel good with this to light the dining room. It's no any problem. This is Makom Achila. You have Chazon Ish, and you're not allowed to over what is the rules on the Shiva. So it's no problem. Bochur that he stay all the day in Shiva. He eat there in Leren. But for the night, he's going to his parents' house to sleep. So it's going to be the same chlokes. According to Chazon Ish, he should light the candle in the yeshiva, where he eat. According to Reb Moshe Feinstein, he should light the candles by his parents' house when he sleep. This is more privacy. This is his private room. So if you're gonna eat by his parents' house something, bichlal, this is yitzeh yedei everybody. But the poskim said, if because it's gonna ruin his dorim to go in the middle to light candle by his parents' house, it's better to light the candle in the shiva and in the dining room lechatchila. So too, lechoyre by the hotel. I don't know, the rules probably that you don't let you to light in your room. It's a kone. So you can light in the designated place, in a dining room, whatever they give the place. Okay, this is the aloche. So Ymir Tashem, we're talking about Chanukah, light the candles, light, or Ner Mitzvah, Torah, or Mar Betoire, Mar Bemitzves. Ymir Tashem, we're going to be Moisef and Noilech. Kol Tov.